from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, when it comes to the bicycle accidents, there's each one is investigated individually and there could be different reasons for them, but you know, I think some very important tips to be very aware of is bicyclists that are being very mindful of the roadway and paying attention. You have to have your head on a swivel at all times when you're riding a bike. And we are seeing accidents where the bicyclist would be the contributing factor to the accident. We've had 10 bicycle accidents versus cars so far this year, none fortunately being fatal. Where there were injuries where our accident investigators had to be called out. Last year, there were 9, and one of those was fatal. The year before that, in 2022, we had 11 bicycle accidents where there were injuries significant enough to have our accident investigators coming out, and 2 of those were fatal. But, you know, the things to be very mindful is for bicyclists is to wear proper equipment, including helmets, following the bike lanes, and again, having your head on a swivel and being very aware. We see a lot more distractions in vehicles between the technologies in the cars and cell phones and other things. You can't assume that a vehicle operator is always going to see the bicyclist. So, you know, having bicyclists not follow the rules of the road, like going through red lights, going through stop signs, and riding in and out of traffic is definitely a contributing factor.
And what can car drivers do to avoid being involved in an accident with a bicyclist or a pedestrian? You mentioned the distractions that car drivers have.
You know, the more the technology is built up in the vehicles to make driving supposed to be more safe, all that technology can be distracting. And again, that also goes back to cell phones. So drivers have to do the same thing that the bicyclists are, is, you know, again, they have to have their heads on a swivel and they have to be looking around. And particularly when you're driving in the urban environment where there's a lot of traffic, a lot of parked cars, and then you are sharing the road with bicyclists and pedestrians. So it's, everybody just has to kind of slow down more and be more aware. You know, when you're on a bicycle, you are going to lose that accident every single time. You are going to be on the losing end of that. It's not like when you're in a car where you've got, you know, 3,000-4,000 pounds of metal around you and airbags that are going to protect you. But it is vitally important that bicyclists follow the rules of the road. Don't run red lights. Don't run stop signs. Wear protective equipment. And, you know, there's a lot of bike lanes in the city, but there's obviously a lot of areas where there's not, you know, side streets and other parts of the roadways. So you do have to be very, very aware of where you are.
And with school starting next week, how likely will we see more kids riding their bikes to and from school and around neighborhoods?
Well, it's an important time of year, back to school, which means the roadways are going to get more congested. They're going to get more clogged. They're going to have all these buses. And we know that that announcements have been put out multiple times and going out again on the school bus arm cameras. There's going to be a lot more traffic, and motorists are going to have to allow for more time. Once school starts next week, if your routine is going to change, leave earlier because you are going to be tied up with more traffic. You have to drive slower. You have to be very mindful of school zones and slowing down to the speed limit in school zones, and be aware that kids are potentially going to be darting out into traffic that's obviously something for parents to talk about with their kids on being very aware of, you know, crossing the street, crossing at intersections, cross where their crossing guards are, but the, you know, motorists and even bicyclists going through these areas, you have to be mindful that you're not going to have a collision with a student, a pedestrian.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.